From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for September 1st, 2026. Dwayne Keefe D. Davis has been convicted of first-degree murder in the 1996 killing of Tupac Shakur. The case had remained unsolved for nearly 30 years. It relied heavily on Davis's own statements over the years. Davis spoke to investigators off the record in 2008 under an agreement with federal authorities, and again with Las Vegas police in 2009. The circumstances surrounding those interviews complicated whether the statements could be used against him. But Davis later began discussing the killing publicly, including in documentaries, interviews, and his memoir. Prosecutors argued that public disclosure allowed them to use statements he made years earlier. He repeatedly placed himself at the scene and described his role in the shooting. A Las Vegas jury found him guilty on August 31st after less than 3 hours of deliberation. Davis, who is 63, is being held without bail and faces a potential life sentence. Sentencing is scheduled for October 13th. The FBI has increased the reward for information that leads to closing unsolved missing and murdered Indigenous persons cases, according to reporting by KNPR's Jimmy Romo. Through a new initiative called Voices Not Forgotten, the agency is increasing the reward to $25,000 for anyone with information that helps bring to justice any case involving an unsolved homicide, kidnapping, or missing person suspected to be a victim of homicide in Indian Country. As of 2025, the FBI says there are more than 9,500 missing Indigenous persons cases around the country. There are currently 10 unresolved cases involving missing and murdered Indigenous people in Nevada. Three of those cases are actively being investigated by the FBI. The Henderson Development Services Center says it had issued about 4,000 fewer building permits in the current fiscal year than is typical for the previous four fiscal years. Despite that, revenue has increased by about $10 million. That's because of an updated fee structure. According to its report for the Henderson City Council meeting September 1st, the center currently has a negative net position of about $8 million. With that in mind, the City Council has decided not to issue a facilities charge for the Development Services Center for the 2026 fiscal year. The center says the newly increased fees will allow it to rebuild its financial position, potentially allowing a facilities charge to be issued in the future. After coaching the Paseo Verde All-Star team from Henderson, Nevada, to a runner-up finish in the Little League World Series on August 30th, Corey Edwards will be back on the diamond coaching his 10-year-old club team. It's the kind of year-round commitment it takes to get a bunch of eager kids to this level. After all, about 6,000 U.S. Little League teams attempt to make the 20-team tournament in Williamsport every year. You have to wake up early, you have to get to the field, you have to put the reps in, Edwards said, after Nevada's 11-2 loss to Curaçao on Sunday. If you get enough adults to believe that that's going to work and push kids to do that, then you end up in a place like this. Nevada's work got them to the championship game with plenty of notable achievements along the way. Carson Meyer, who had the first RBI single by a girl in the U.S. championship, became the first girl on an American team to play in the title game. She went 0-2. Nevada became the first state to reach back-to-back finals since Georgia in 2006 and 7. Last year's Nevada team, Summerlin South Little League, lost to Taiwan in the title game. The Henderson team got there without center fielder Theo Bingham, who was sidelined by an illness. Bingham was with the team in the dugout Sunday. "They're 12," Edwards said. "I hope it's not the best experience of their lives, but I'm sure it's going to be top 10 or up there. So I hope that they take with them that they can conquer and do anything." Read the full story at knpr.org. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.